Shalom, 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 and win today. God's time is the best. Yes, yes, yes. God's time is the best. Greetings in Christ Jesus' name from Surrey in the United Kingdom. This is your humble servant, Raphael Rabbi Komla Gbedebu. I'll start with a simple short story about myself. My background is the military. I am now retired combat medic from the British Army. And following a revelation in April 2016, I have now been given a new mission. Not to fight in the physical, saving lives as a medic, but now be part of Christ Jesus' army to fight and defeat the invincible powers of darkness, all for the kingdom of God. And as you know, many teachers and preachers, evangelists, priests, reverend fathers have their own ways with wisdom and Holy Spirit led to proclaim the good news, the gospel to many people. You shall know them by their fruits. You shall know them by their fruits. I'll take this opportunity now to thank you all, faithful followers of Christ Jesus, through the medium of Invincible War Army, praying for me day in and day out to be strengthened and empowered to do God's kingdom work. Remember, you are not connected through this medium of Invincible War Army by mistake. No, 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 no. You are not here by mistake. My sheep will hear my voice. My sheep will hear my voice. It is God's will for you to be connected with Invincible War Army. Now, I am humbled to the core. Very, very humbled. Blessed and highly favored for Almighty God to look at someone like me, a sinner, to lead many people, many souls from darkness to light. Many souls to be capable to fight and be equipped at all times for themselves and family to defeat invincible powers of darkness. That makes me humble. And if God can use me, I've never been to a theological school. I've never been an evangelist. I've never been under any mentorship. Nothing. But if God can pick me up and use me for his kingdom work, God can use you too. Are you ready for the Lord's army? Are you ready for the Lord's army. Thank you very much. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Now, things have shifted. If you are being led by the Holy Spirit, prepare your heart right now, for battle. And when I mean prepare your heart right now for battle, that means you cannot go to a war zone carrying so many luggage and baggage. You will be defeated. Oftentimes, it's fatal. So anything in your heart, your spirit, that contact point, that prayer room, right now, let go of it. Let go of it right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let go of it right now and prepare your heart for battle. This prayer we are going to utter right now. This prayer are not my words. This prayer are not my words. This prayer is not time bound. And distance is not a barrier. This prayer is not time bound. Prepare your heart right now. Okay, prepare your heart. Thank you, Lord. I can hear chains already falling. I can hear the sounds of many chains. I can see many testimonies already. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, pick up your weapon. And when I mean your weapon, pick up your Bible. Thank you, Lord. And let's go to the book of Numbers. Let's go to the book of Numbers. Are you with me? The book of Numbers. Let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 24. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. The book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 24. Thank you, Lord. And the weapon says, the weapon for this battle right now, this very hour, is, may the Lord bless you and take care of you. Hallelujah. May the Lord, the God of all creations, heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, that is the God I'm calling right now. Many say God, God, God. They don't even know which God they are calling. That is the God we are talking about right now. May that God bless you. So at this moment, whatever curses that is holding you down, be broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever curse that is holding your marriage, whatever curse, ancestral curse, ancestral spiritual curse, that is holding your finances, be broken right now. Whatever cares that is holding your family, your children going wayward, be broken right now. Whatever cares that is holding your career, your business, your health, maybe you're in a sick bed right now. Whatever cares that's upon your life, be broken right now. Be broken right now in Jesus Christ's name. Now, may the Lord God be kind and gracious to you. Yes, may the Lord be kind and gracious to you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Whatever you are going through, this is a message that is coming to you. Whatever you are going through, that you feel like there is no way, you are afraid, Lord Jesus is telling you this message right now. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just believe right now. Just believe. Just like he told Jairus. Don't be afraid. Just believe. So, be the Lord be kind and gracious to you. Whatever sinful desires, whatever dominion that is holding you down, May the Lord be gracious and forgive you right now. And forgive you all your sins right now. May the Lord forgive all your sins right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Maybe you are watching pornography. You are an evangelist. You are a pastor. You find yourself doing this disgusting habit. And you know deep down it's wrong. But something is holding you. Something behind. A force that's making you watch it and do it. May that spirit I'm speaking to you right now be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the name of Jesus. And may the Lord forgive all your sins. Maybe you gossip. You have unforgiveness in your heart. Maybe you lie all the time. Maybe you've forgotten to take care of your own parents. May the Lord forgive you right now. May the Lord be gracious and forgive you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. May the Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Shalom. May the Lord look on you with favor and give you shalom, peace. At this moment, any door, any area of your life that you find like you cannot go and break through, any door that shut that you cannot open, maybe it's your finances, you are in poverty, you don't even have food to put on the table for your family. At this moment, divine favor directly from the throne room come upon you in Jesus Christ's name. May the Lord put divine favor upon your life in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord, and the peace. Not the peace that you get from drug addiction. Not the peace that you get from alcoholism. Not the peace that you get from smoking and doing all sorts of things of this world. But the peace that Lord Jesus Christ come upon your life right now in Jesus Christ's name. Maybe it's nightmare. Are you having nightmare? That powers and darkness that is behind those nightmares. May the Lord Jesus be broken out of your life right now. May the Lord Jesus send the angels directly from heaven to fight and defeat all those demonic forces that's taking away your peace right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. I see many chains still breaking and falling. I can see many being taken out of prisons. Prisons of sexual immoralities. I can see many people having divine favor upon their careers, upon their spiritual life, upon their family. I can see people getting out of bed and jumping, and jumping. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, I hear many testimonies. Thank you, Lord. You don't have to contact Invincible War. Send video. You are not obliged to. If you do it, we'll be grateful. However, remember what Christ Jesus said to the madman when he came and found him around the cemetery, the tomb. After healing this man, the Lord Jesus Christ told him to do what? Go to your family and tell them what the Lord has done for you. He wanted to follow Jesus Christ, but Jesus said, no, go and tell someone what the Lord has done for you. That message is for you right now. If the Lord has healed you and delivered you, God's time is the best. Just believe and tell someone. Thank you very much and continue to pray. Continue to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to pray. And I know the question in your minds, many minds right now, is what is next for Invincible War Army? What is next? Tomorrow is a mystery. Tomorrow is a mystery. So we continue to pray. We continue to pray. And be led by the Holy Spirit. Until then, shalom, 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 shalom. Until we meet again, shalom to you all.